Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When a man starts to wake up, he naturally pulls away from the crowd. Not because he hates people, but because the usual way of connecting stops making sense. Most conversations revolve around status, gossip, or complaints. And once he begins to see through that, it gets harder to engage. He's not bitter. He's not isolating himself out of pride. He's just stopped chasing what others are still chasing. He starts to notice the performance in everyday interaction, the need to be liked, to belong, to say the right thing. And without making a big deal about it, he quietly steps back. People might still wave. They might still offer small talk. But the connection is no longer there because it was never real to begin with. He didn't cut ties, he didn't burn bridges. He simply stopped pretending. And when he does that, distance happens on its own. This is the beginning of solitude, not loneliness, just space between who he used to be and who he's becoming. He starts to see clearly what holds people together isn't real. It's not depth, it's not truth. It's habit, comfort, and shared illusions. People bond over complaining about their jobs, over chasing status, over defending ideas they've never truly questioned. He used to do the same. He used to think that was connection, but now it feels more like noise. He notices how often people speak, just to avoid silence. How much energy goes into keeping up appearances? The constant need for validation, for agreement, for reassurance. And once he no longer needs those things himself, he sees how dependent others are on them. How relationships often survive not because of honesty, but because everyone agrees to keep the story going. He understands why people hold on to what feels familiar. He still cares. He still listens. But he no longer plays along. That shift, subtle as it is, creates distance all on its own. From the outside, he might seem the same. He still shows up. He's still polite. He hasn't disappeared completely. But something fundamental has shifted. And the people around him can feel it. Even if they can't name it, they sense that he's no longer trying to impress anyone, that he's not looking for approval, that he's not playing the social game anymore. Some find it admirable, others find it unsettling, because he's no longer easy to read, because he's not performing for anyone. He doesn't flatter, doesn't compete, doesn't entertain, and that makes him hard to place. People might say he's distant, or too quiet, or that he's changed. What they really mean is, he no longer fits into the roles they've grown used to. They liked him better when he reflected their values. Now, he reflects something else, something still, grounded, and not dependent on being liked. People see him, but they don't really know him, because knowing him now would require them to see what he sees. And most people aren't ready for that. He once believed that staying connected meant staying involved, showing up, participating in conversations, maintaining appearances. But with time, that definition changed. As his priorities shifted inward, he stopped engaging out of obligation. Not because he cared less, but because he no longer needed others to affirm his place in the world. He still values connection, but not if it depends on constant engagement, emotional performance, or subtle negotiation for approval. He doesn't withdraw out of resentment. He simply no longer finds value in maintaining relationships built on pretense or expectation. To those accustomed to transactional connection, his presence can feel distant. But in truth, he's simply not playing the same role anymore. He no longer speaks just to keep the peace. He no longer sees himself through other people's eyes. What emerges in that space is not loneliness, but clarity. A calm independence that allows him to remain rooted even when others come and go. He's become honest. And from that honesty, a deeper kind of freedom begins to take shape. From the outside, solitude is often misunderstood. To most people, being alone signals a lack of friends, of purpose, of belonging. But for a man who has begun to see clearly, solitude becomes something else entirely. He no longer fills his time with distractions, just to avoid being alone with himself. He no longer seeks out constant company to escape discomfort. He's learned to sit in silence without needing it to end. What others describe as loneliness is often just unfamiliar stillness. They equate the absence of noise with emptiness. He's realized that most of what fills a typical day, talks, tasks, and duties, is just noise pretending to be important. In solitude, he sees himself without distortion. There's no one to impress, no image to maintain, and that clarity, while uncomfortable at first, becomes a source of strength. He doesn't avoid people, but he also no longer depends on them to feel complete. This shift usually confuses others. They assume he must be withdrawn, disconnected, or even arrogant. But in truth, he's simply content with his own presence. He has faced the silence most people run from and discovered it wasn't silence at all. It was peace. As he grows more inwardly stable, he becomes less predictable to others. Not by intent, but by the simple fact that he no longer participates in the subtle exchanges that define most social interaction. He does not mirror emotions to gain approval. He does not offer reassurance when it would mean denying what he sees. To those still dependent on external validation, this creates discomfort. They may interpret his neutrality as arrogance, his silence as judgment, his detachment as disinterest. In reality, he is none of those things. He's simply no longer invested in managing perception.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto. at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood.
Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
Much of what people call connection is actually a performance, a mutual agreement to keep certain illusions intact. Once he steps outside that arrangement, he disrupts it just by being present. He doesn't argue or provoke or attempt to convert anyone to his view. But the absence of familiar signals, approval, flattery, emotional reinforcement, makes others uneasy. Many of his previous friendships begin to fade, not because of conflict, but because the foundation they stood on no longer holds. He begins to notice how often relationships are maintained through shared complaints, routine habits, or the mutual reinforcement of personal narratives. Once he no longer participates in those patterns, the connection weakens on its own. He no longer feels compelled to offer agreement for the sake of belonging. He no longer entertains conversations that avoid substance, and he has no interest in maintaining ties that require him to shrink himself. This shift is not a rejection of others. It's the result of a change in what he's willing to invest his energy in. True friendship becomes something quieter, simpler, and far more rare. It is no longer based on shared illusions, but on mutual recognition. Two people who don't need each other, yet choose to walk alongside one another without expectation. These kinds of connections cannot be manufactured. They emerge naturally, if at all, and only when both individuals have stopped seeking to be completed by the other. Most social interaction relies on unspoken rules. You validate my perspective, I'll validate yours. We won't go too deep. We won't challenge each other's assumptions. We'll pretend we agree, even if we don't. He used to play by those rules, because everyone did. But once he starts operating outside of them, the dynamic begins to break down. He no longer gives comfort just to ease tension. He doesn't pretend to agree when he doesn't. He's done with the little acts that keep everyone else feeling safe, but keep him feeling false. This isn't defiance, it's clarity. And that clarity is disruptive because it exposes how much of everyday life is based on mutual avoidance of truth. People notice, even if they don't understand what's changed, they feel the shift. They sense that something familiar has gone missing. The constant exchange of comfort, validation, and distraction. And without him feeding the system weakens. Talks start to feel awkward. People stop reaching out as much. What used to feel warm and familiar now feels tense and uneasy. Not because he did something wrong, but because he stopped playing along. He hasn't rejected anyone. He simply stopped reinforcing a structure he no longer believes in. As his understanding deepens, something unexpected happens. He begins to need less, not just materially, but emotionally, socially, even intellectually. He no longer seeks recognition. He no longer relies on others to confirm what he already knows internally. And as that need dissolves, so do many of the relationships that once required it. This is the paradox. The clearer he becomes, the quieter his life becomes. Not because he's closed off, but because so much of what once filled his time was rooted in a search for external affirmation. Without that search, most social activity feels optional, if not unnecessary. He stops trying to be understood. He stops needing to explain. He no longer measures his presence by how much space he takes up in other people's lives. From the outside, this might look like withdrawal, but inside it's the opposite, a settling into something solid and real. He still values connection, but only when it emerges naturally, without demand or performance. He hasn't become cold. He is simply no longer dependent. And in that detachment, there's a kind of depth that can't be found through attachment. Once he wakes up, he can't unsee what he sees. He looks inward, and the noise quiets. He looks outward, and the world is still asleep. He sees the false certainty in people's eyes, the roles they perform, the beliefs they never question, the constant movement that masks an inner stillness they haven't touched. He no longer envies what others call connection, because he understands the cost it often demands. Agreement, performance, conformity, and he won't trade truth for the comfort of fitting in. Still, there's a part of him that remembers, a part that quietly hopes, not for crowds, not for company, but for someone awake, someone who has seen what he's seen, felt what he's felt, someone who doesn't need him to be smaller, quieter, or more agreeable in order to feel safe. That kind of meeting is rare. It can't be forced, and he would rather wait in silence than pretend in conversation. So he walks alone, not because he enjoys being apart, but because in a world still dreaming, authenticity is more valuable than acceptance. At some point, the solitude stops feeling unusual. It becomes normal, not empty, just quiet. He no longer interprets distance as a problem to solve. He sees it for what it is, the natural result of no longer pretending. While others surround themselves with noise, he has learned to live in stillness. While many chase attention, he moves without asking to be seen. People often assume he must feel lonely, as if company, any company, is always better than walking alone. But they confuse isolation with absence. He is not absent. He is simply no longer performing. He has come to prefer the space that honesty creates over the closeness that illusion demands. This is the final shift. He doesn't need the world to wake up for him to feel whole. He doesn't need agreement to feel clear. And he doesn't need validation to know who he is. He walks alone, yes, but not as an outsider, as a man at peace with the cost of truth.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10/1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.